Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back in the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. John Chuckery Show hanging out with you here in the Kia Studios on this Monday night, 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. You can follow us on our Twitter pages at JMSH316. He's at TheDLewis for real. This night, look at all things Atlanta Falcons. It is the Falcons flyover. So Arthur Smith had this to say earlier today about Bijan Robinson, talking about the way we use him, his impact on the game. He said, quote, pretty damn pleased with Bijan so far. I would concur. So again, he's going to be a whale of a player. Again, I still don't like the position. We need him to be a complete stud. We need him to be a all-league kind of performer. I mean, at some point, our draft picks have to way outperform what they do. And Pitts and London and Bijan, everybody have to be big time. If that's how we're going to draft, and we're going to draft these guys, we have to have big impacts out of all of these guys. One of the guys that has shown so far in practice has been Zach Harris. And, you know, it's interesting because Zach Harris was a five-star recruit coming out of high school. He grew up in just a little bit outside of Columbus area and obviously went to Ohio State. He's a big-time recruit and drafted in the, what was he drafted? In the third round, I believe he was drafted. But Zach Harrison's a guy that has shown. Look, here's what, in watching Zach Harrison at Ohio State and reading lots of things about just his makeup, if Zach Harrison puts his mind to being great, he'll be great. And that wasn't always the case at Ohio State. He was a team captain, was a leader, no doubt about it. But there were times when it was a matter of he wasn't great. Not because of his ability, just he didn't want to be great. If Zach Harrison wants to be great, he'll be great at this level. And that's the thing that I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that, you know, between the ears, you know, in that mindset, that he becomes a great player for this team. Because, again, we need star power. Say what you will, but we need star power on this roster. All right, how about this day? Are you familiar with the website OutKick? That's Clay Travis's website and all that kind of stuff that they do?
Yeah, I don't too often go to it, though, but I'm familiar with it.
Here is what the title of the article by Jeff Clark, okay? Pouring cold water on the 2023 Atlanta Falcons. Here's what he says. Why are so many intelligent NFL analysts, both gambling and otherwise, buying stock in the 2023 Atlanta Falcons? As of July, Atlanta's regular season win total is 8.5 with the over at DraftKings Sportbook at juiced at -120. In 2022, the Falcons exceeded their 5.5 preseason win total with a 7-10 record. But people only focus on Atlanta's 6-0 against the spread to start the season. People apparently forgot how the Falcons ended last year. Atlanta finished in a three-way tie for second in the NFC South last season in head coach Arthur Smith's first year on the job. Then Falcons rookie quarterback Desmond Ridder became the week 15 starter versus the Saints. From there, Atlanta scored just 16.8 points per game. Ridder had a 55.9 quarterback grade from Pro Football Focus, which would have ranked him 34th out of 40 quarterbacks for a full season. He threw just 2 touchdowns in his 4 games as a starter. NFL talking heads need to make up their minds about running backs. A lot of the love for Atlanta in the betting market seems to be from its elite running game last season, yet productive running backs are a dime a dozen, right? Then he also says NFL front offices seem to think that productive running backs are easy to find, but the stats from recent seasons say otherwise. Also, Atlanta's defense was trash in 2020. The Falcons were 29th in expected points added per play allowed, EPA/play, and 25th in yards per play. If you consider Atlanta's competition last season, those numbers look worse. Wow. Kind of pretty harsh. And they go on to just kind of pound on, Atlanta even more. Quote, that said, Atlanta isn't a running back away from competing for a Super Bowl. That presumes that Ritter's the guy. Falcons tight end Kyle Pitts starts to realize his sky-high potential, and Atlanta offensive line stays healthy in 2023. Last year, the Falcons had an incredible health luck along its offensive line, and they weren't even that good. Per ESPN, Atlanta's offensive line was 19th in pass block win rate and 25th in run block win rate. Well, again, kind of killing the Falcons here. They go on and just kind of keep listing different things. They have the second easiest schedule coming into 2023, according to Warren Sharp. Yet Atlanta's -12 game net rest edge is the fourth worst in the league, i.e. the NFL didn't do the Falcons any favors. Bottom line is Atlanta has a better than a 75% chance to be in the Caleb Williams sweepstakes at the end of the year. Woo-wee. All right. Well, listen, I know folks are going to get mad at OutKick or whatever like that, but here's what I'll say, okay? If you can't sack the quarterback, we ain't going to get where we need to be. If we can't be elite in the red zone, we ain't going to get where we need to be. You can miss me with all the Kyle Pitts 1,026-yard seasons all you want, but if it isn't more than 2 touchdowns, we ain't going to get to where we need to be. That's the bottom line. Pretty quick, easy summation with everything. All right, let's get to some audio. Clark Phillips talking about focus on learning out there every day.
From what I've seen, I think that we're just coming in and trying to learn the system. It's still early in camp, but I'm a guy that's worried about the entire team and also worried about myself and just worried about learning the playbook, learning, everything that I need to learn so that I can help the team win.
So far, so good for Clark Phillips. I mean, no doubt about it that he's played pretty well so far. I mean, look, time will tell in camp, and, it's just one-on-ones, but he's been having some fun with Drake London. They've been going after one another out there, so far, so good. Clark Phillips on learning some tips from other players.
All of the guys, but Jesse Bates has definitely been a guy. Jalen Hawkins definitely been another guy that I've been talking to, just trying to get, little nuggets here and there, little gems to, kind of take to my game and apply to my game to help the team win.
Yeah, I mean, it is interesting, when D-Led says about Jalen Hawkins being the odd man out, he has played pretty well over the last couple of years. I'm not saying he should be that Jesse Bates or anything, but still, feels like that there should be more competition at that other safety spot. Here's Clark Phillips, loves competing against Drake London.
At the end of the day, like I said, the dude's a great player, and it's so much fun competing against him. That's something I look forward to every single day. And, yeah, we're going to go back and forth, but that's what teammates do. That's what brothers do, and I look forward to going at him again tomorrow.
I like the fact that they played against each other in college, and now they're carrying that over to the NFL. I like that. And it's not – there's not ill will or anything like that. This is good-natured fun. This is good-natured competition. Good-natured one-on-one. I like that. I like that. Listen, Dominique Wilkins years ago downstairs on the basketball show, the one night he was on the basketball show, they asked him about why aren't guys in the dunk contest? And his answer was, nobody wants to see who's the best. Okay? Nobody wants to see who's the best. Can I tell you that's what I like about Clark Phillips and Drake London? They want to see who's the best. And they're not afraid to get beat, but they want to see who the best is. That's what I like about that. You want to know who the best is? Let's see.
Iron sharpens iron.
Yep. Do right longer. All gas, no brakes. Embrace the suck. What am I missing? What's the other one I'm missing? Do right longer. Embrace the suck. What are the ones that I'm missing? High Hunger Games Index. What am I missing about the Quinnisms? So anyway, here's Jeff Okuda talking about how he feels an obligation not to let Ryan Nielsen down.
Yeah, Coach Nielsen's always bringing the energy. He's a fired up guy. Like you see, he does the conditioning with us. He sets the bar high as well, and he demands greatness from everyone on the field. So, like I said, like when you have someone like that, you feel like an obligation to not let him down.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, look, Jeff Okuda is a guy that is certainly being looked at as a bounce back candidate to do a lot of good things and a lot of big things and a lot of expectation for him. So we'll see if he handles it. But certainly, look, so far so good, and they want him to take over that second cornerback spot. Here's Jeff Okuda talking about bouncing ideas off AJ Terrell.
We just going to go over different techniques. We talk about how we're going to guard different guys. And, you know, we decided to take the information that we both have learned over the years and, like, put it towards each other.
Yeah, I mean, look, they came out in the same draft. They have a lot of similar things and stuff like that. And, you know, again, that relationship has worked out pretty well so far. That's been a fun relationship that they've kind of come together and kind of embraced everything about you know, their draft status and different things like that. So all good there. Here's Jeff Okuda talking about Coach Jerry Gray. Huh, really? Huh. Taylor's his teaching style to his players.
I mean, he's a really great teacher. One thing about Coach Gray, I would say, is that he knows how to coach. The way he coaches is kind of fitting on who the person is. So I might need to coach a certain type of way, and someone like D. Alford might need to coach a different type of way. And I think, like, he does a great job of identifying how that way is and being able to pull the best out of that player.
Oh, my favorite, the Bears loose. Got to make sure we get that one in. The Bears loose. Anyway, gee, Jerry Gray is helping out? Really? Well, who could have seen that coming? It's almost like there was a really kind of low-key move that the Falcons really got right. If only somebody had been talking about Jerry Gray. If only somebody had been building him up. Huh. I don't know who it was. So, here's Jeff Okuda. Let's go to 8. Our job is to hit high. Is to hit the high expectations that everyone has for us.
I'm excited because, you know, obviously everything looks really good on paper. And if things look good on paper like that, you want to be able to prove everyone right that has these high expectations. And, you know, obviously all you can do is come in, put your head down and work. But so far I think we've done a great job of that.
Yeah, look, there are high expectations. And that's good. Don't shy away from it. Don't shy away from the expectations. Embrace it. Embrace the expectations. Whether you live up to it or not is one thing. but embrace the expectations that come along with this. Here is Matthew Bergeron. Let's go to him. How the first team defensive line is testing him.
It's definitely different. You know, those guys, you know, up the tempo a little bit. So I got to get used to it. It's part of being rookie and, you know, getting just to the speed of the game up in the NFL.
No doubt about it. I mean, look, he is an ACC player. He did play at Syracuse. And, yeah, you know, it's Grady Jarrett, David Onyemata, guys like that. Like, those guys are a handful for anybody. Doesn't matter who it is. You get those kinds of guys coming after you, they're a handful for anybody. So here's Matthew Bergeron talking about the great learning experience that he's gotten from first-team reps.
I mean, it's been good. It's been a good learning process. Obviously, those guys are some of the best. And, you know, being a rookie and being able to go up against those guys at an early stage of my career, it definitely helps me a lot. And especially in the transition from being a tackle going to guard, it's definitely been good.
Yeah, so far so good. Let's hope that this – but again, I want Bergeron to grow at his pace. Not because guys are hurt and you're forced into having a guy play. I want him to grow at his own pace. All right, let's wrap it up with Matthew Bergeron on working with his other vets.
I just told me, you know, no pressure and play fast. I think that's something that Coach Ledford and some of the older guys in our room have been preaching ever since we got here, rookies. And that's something I've been trying to, you know, improve on every day and just be better for those guys. And, you know, I'm playing next to Jake Matthews, one of the best tackles in the league, so I'm definitely got to be on point with my stuff. So, that's like I said, I'm just trying to be a good teammate and be there for my team.
If he would be smart, he would tie a rope around Chris Lindstrom's waist, then tie another rope around his waist and follow him everywhere he goes. So that would be my piece of advice to Matthew Bergeron. All right, when we get back, John Heyman, our Odyssey MLB insider, will join us. Chuck Minakia Studios, Sports Radio, 910 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9, The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios on this Monday night with you. 404-726-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, Braves and Angels mixing it up here for this night and another couple of nights along with it. Should be a fun series. Let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline. Let's talk to our Odyssey MLB insider, John Heyman. And you can follow John on his personal Twitter page, at John Heyman. And, of course, he does spell John the correct way. John, as always, buddy, appreciate a few minutes in Atlanta. I got to tell you, this is going to be a fun series no matter what happens. Otani and Ronald Acuna, that's some pretty good star power on the field tonight.
Yeah, they've already got the MVPs wrapped up. It's probably the earliest I've ever seen anyone wrap up an MVP, at least Otani for sure. And Acuna, I can't imagine – you know, somebody else winning at this point has been fantastic as well.
Who is second right now, do you think, in the AL and NL as far as MVP goes?
That's an excellent question. You know, at the break, I actually put Judge as second, even though he hadn't played in 6 weeks. The other people's picks for second were very weak. So I thought Judge was second in the American National League. I don't know. You got any good candidates for me? Mookie Betts, maybe?
Freddie
played
Freeman?
A whole bunch of positions. I'd go with Mookie Betts just because he played so many different positions and hit for more power. So I'll say Betts, but I don't have the stats in front of me. I don't think it's even a consideration for first, though. So
John Heyman joining us here, Odyssey MLB Insider on the WadeFord.com hotline. So when we look at this Braves team, you know, a lot of rumor and innuendo that's going around. Are the Braves in any way in the Verlander mix? I mean, that's some of the things that we're hearing. Is there any kind of bite to that?
You know, I have not heard that, but it would not shock me. They make a lot of great moves. I mean, Alex Anthopoulos, the year that he got Solaire and Rosario, Duvall, and they won the World Series with all those guys. One guy was the LCS MVP. One guy was the World Series MVP. So we're not putting anything past them. They haven't done anything of major note to this point. I think they're looking at back-end bullpen and a starter. And, you know, there's still a few good ones left. Verlander, obviously the best. But you've got Eduardo Rodriguez, who's pretty darn good as well. And then you have a group of kind of mid-range but good starters. And I think they'll figure something out. They always seem to.
How much does getting Max Fried back, who by all accounts, he made his fourth rehab start on Saturday, looks like he's going to join the club. I mean, nothing official yet, but looks like he's going to join the club in Chicago with the Cubs. He could pitch as soon as Friday. Since he pitched on Saturday, could pitch as soon as Friday when they're in Chi-Town. How much does getting him back maybe negate the idea of adding another starter into this rotation?
You know, I mean, it's big getting him back. It's huge. But, look, they're the best team right now. And, you know, I think they might have more motivation, let's say, a team that's kind of like in the sixth or fifth wild card spot, right? You know, they're going to be in it. They want to be in it to win it. And a lot of people believe that having that great starting rotation is really the key in the playoffs. I'm not sure that that's the case. I mean, you guys are in Atlanta. You had the best starting rotation for a decade and did only win one World Series. Got to many World Series, though, obviously. But a lot of people believe that. And, you know, I wouldn't say that. I mean, they're looking at starting pitching now. They know Fried is coming back. So I'm going to trust that they are trying to get another starter. I don't think it'll affect them.
When you look at this club, John, I mean, do you see any holes in this club? Is there anything glaring that you see about this? You just said that they're the best team in baseball, and I don't disagree with you, but is there anything that feels like it could slow this team down when it comes to be playoff time?
No glaring holes. I do think one more starter would be a plus, and I do think a little more fortification on the back end of the bullpen would be pretty good. That would certainly help. I mean, there's no perfect team, but, you know, they do seem to be the best team. The best team doesn't always win, but you know, if they're 10% better than anyone else, everyone else might as well make it 20% better, right? And give themselves as good a chance as any to, you know, win the second time in 3 years. Right now, to me, they're the favorite.
Odyssey MLB insider John Heyman joining me here on the WadeFord.com hotline. All right, let's bounce around the league for a little bit. Look, a lot of folks thought that the Mets would ride this thing out, even though they, again, they've never really been in the mix so far this year, but a lot of people thought they would ride this thing out. Well, Scherzer's already gone. There's chances that Verlander is going to be gone. I mean, what is the message about the New York Mets? What's the message that they're sending that? Is it just not that's good enough, or do they need to at some point reduce some of that payroll to try to find themselves some younger players and get a little bit better?
I mean, well, this season was a disaster. So they had two ways to go. They could ride it out, which is what I thought they should try to do, give it a shot since they were already invested, counting the tax, close to $500 million. Of course, it isn't my money. So the other way to go is to sell. And if you're going to sell, you might as well sell big. If they're just going to sell, you know, Robertson and Canna and Pham, they're giving up the season, but what are you getting? Not much, right? So they got two rookie ball players for Robertson, which is nice for the future, but not worth giving up the season for. So to me, this makes sense. At least they're not in the middle. They're looking to get more prospects. They got one for Scherzer, Ronald Acuna Jr.'s brother. So that was something. And they'll look to get more than that now for Verlander, who's actually pitching better than Scherzer. So, to me, it's either ride it out or if you sell, you got to sell big. And I think this makes more sense than just Robertson, Canna, and Pham, which would have brought nothing except for the end of the season.
How big a surprise have the Miami Marlins been this year when you look at, obviously, all of the payroll that both Philadelphia and New York are trotting out there? How big of a surprise are the Marlins this season?
Oh, I mean, they're definitely a surprise to me. Give them credit. Rise has been quite a story. Obviously, we knew they had good starting pitching, but the bullpen has been good, and they won a lot of one-run games. And they reversed that last year. They were the worst in one-run games. This year, they're the best.
You know, I know that there are lots of ways to build rosters, and, you know, the saying is there's more than one way to skin a cat. But when you look at the Mets and the Cardinals and, you know, Padres and some of these teams that are just kind of lingering around at the bottom of the standings and things like that, I mean, we keep wanting to say, well, the era of spending money is over, but we see these teams continue to spend it. But really, it's not getting them anywhere. I mean, you know, these teams are just not getting better. And again, I'm not saying the Marlins are the model franchise, but at some point, I mean, throwing a whole bunch of money at players just doesn't build chemistry, and it just doesn't build a team per se.
Yeah, it doesn't seem to be working right now. I mean, in the past, obviously the Yankees have been a winning team forever, and they won a lot. They won a World Series in 2009, but haven't won since. Yeah, right about the Padres and the Mets. They were the winter winners, and here they're struggling. I think the Padres still have a shot to get a wild card, but it's been a major disappointment. The big free agent signings have not really panned out generally. I mean, Judge has been Judge, other than missing almost 2 months being injured. He's been really good, but Correa has not been great. Bogaerts has not been great. Turner has not even been good. Sometimes that's the first year in a place the guy struggles with pressure, but some teams may decide, you know what, it's not worth it. It's probably a small sample size because it's only 1 year, but it is a weird year where you've got so many surprising disappointments. The Mets, the Padres, the Cardinals, and you can even throw the White Sox in the mix too, I guess.
You know, John, I had this conversation with Brett Boone here recently about the idea of, look, I definitely think that baseball belongs in Oakland. I mean, they are one of the great American League franchises and have been for a long, long time. But is there any way to fix Oakland short of getting rid of their complete ownership, getting rid of all of their ownership. Because, I mean, in all honesty, John, like, it's not going to get better. And it doesn't matter how many billions their owner has. If he's not going to invest in the team, they're going to be the laughingstock. And the people of Oakland deserve better. But again, moving to Vegas doesn't solve their problems. I mean, they're not. It's not going to be a big TV deal. If he's not going to spend money, they're not going to be a better franchise.
Yeah, I'm a little disappointed that this owner is going to be rewarded with the team in Las Vegas now, which is going to be a cash cow, and he's going to make all sorts of money. He didn't deserve it. He didn't do a good job. You know, he didn't put money into the franchise. He didn't put a respectable team on the field. He didn't treat the minor leaguers especially well. That's disappointing. That said, I get the move to Las Vegas. The basketball team moved out of Oakland. The football team moved out of Oakland. You know, baseball is very reluctant to move. It takes a lot for a baseball team to move. And, you know, maybe it's partly about the owner, but I don't think it's all about the owner, at least the move. Las Vegas will be lucrative, unfortunately, for that owner who doesn't deserve it.
We're watching the Angels right now. You know, again, Ohtani has been the MVP of the league. Trout is obviously out now. But, you know, again, they're hanging at least in the middle of the pack as far as the wild card goes. But, again, this is another year where it doesn't feel like it's any kind of slam dunk for them to be a playoff team, and right now they're out of the playoffs. I mean, I know Ohtani brings in all of the money, and I know he's a cash cow for that organization, and they've had some really bad contracts, and they haven't figured out their pitching. But, man, I mean, is there potentially two players in baseball history that have maybe – that, again, maybe could have their career more wasted than Ohtani and Trout? I mean, they never – are really in the mix. And it is a shame, yeah, because that's two of the best of all time.
Right. Well, Ohtani is a free agent, and he will have the opportunity to go elsewhere, you know, if he wants to go to a more consistent winner. And obviously, the Angels haven't been the playoffs since 2014. That's a long time ago. You know, I'm not going to feel sorry for him. You know, he's doing okay. He's the best player, and that's what he came over here to prove. And if he wants to win consistently, probably will go elsewhere. I also don't blame the Angels for putting their best foot forward. Their goal is to try to keep him, and, you know, if they make the playoffs, perhaps that enhances their chances. I know a lot of people don't think they're too good, but, you know, if you look at it, they've done a good job of keeping stars, signing stars. They signed Pujols. They signed Trout twice to a record, once to a record deal. They signed Hamilton. They signed Rendon. They signed Upton. They signed C.J. Wilson. You know, originally they signed Upton. They seem to be good at attracting stars. They may not be good at winning, but they are good at that. Everything you hear, he loves it there. He loves the beach. He loves the owner. He loves the whole situation. You know, the one thing they don't have is the winning. And, you know, I would say that most people think he's probably going elsewhere, but I'm not counting them out. They are good at keeping their stars.
Well, and last question for you, John. So that begs the question, because we were just talking about all of these teams that spend all this money and don't win. Is he willing to take less? I mean, is he willing to take less?
I don't think he's about the money. I mean, the guy came over. He could have waited two more years and been a free agent and made hundreds of millions then. And instead, he came over and got, you know, under $1 million the first year. He got regular, you know, non-arbitration, non-free agent salaries. What has he made in total? Maybe $50 million total over 6 years. I mean, if he'd waited a couple of years, he could have been a free agent then and gotten the big money quicker. So I think he's not about that. And beyond that, the reports are he makes $50 million a year off the field or $70 million. So, I mean, I don't think someone's going to, you know, win it by bidding an extra $20-30 million and think that they're going to get him over that. You know, I just don't think he's about the money. Well, you know, we'll see if he's about the winning, but I don't think it's about the money in his case.
Well, but the only point is the union is about the money, though. That's the thing, is that that's what you have to overcome, is that, again, when you
Well, I don't think his salary sets any market. There's no other player like him,
well,
right?
Yeah, you know, I know.
Whatever he gets, it's no one's going to be able to say, well, Ohtani got this. Shouldn't I get? No. You know, Trey Turner got $300 million. Gerrit Cole got $324 million. Would you rather have Ohtani or Trey Turner and Gerrit Cole? I mean, to me, you know, the guy's worth two big stars. He's probably worth $600 million. Will he get $600 million? I kind of doubt that, but you never know. But I don't think he sets the market for anybody because there's no other player like him. He's way above anybody else. Judge is probably the second best player, and you know, he just wanted to go back to New York, so he signed for less than he probably could have gotten elsewhere. It seemed like San Diego was over $400 million. So, you know, I just don't think the union's going to tell him what to do. Why would he listen to the union?
Yeah,
I wouldn't. Would you? If you were him, would you listen? Oh, I got to do what the union tells me, so I'm going to Cincinnati, whatever.
Yeah,
you know?
No, I agree with you.
I can't imagine.
It's just that, again, when these kinds of things come up, I mean, it's always a discussion. So
I understand, but he's not Alex Rodriguez. He's not out for the money. We don't know him. We're not sure. But the fact that he came while he was going to make a salary under $1 million for 2 years or 3 years tells me that he's not really about the money. I know that's hard to believe, but you know, you got to look at reality with this guy. He could have waited and been a free agent just a couple years.
John Heyman, he is our Odyssey MLB insider. You can check him out on his personal Twitter page at John Heyman, and he joined me here on the WaitForIt.com hotline. John, as always, buddy, good conversation, man. Thank you so much for being
on the show, John.
In Atlanta. We'll talk again soon.
All right, thank you.
You got it. When we come back, it will be time for What's Buggin' Chukri. Speaking of money and different things like that, minor leaguers certainly got hosed and everything, but maybe Major League Baseball will try to make it up to them. Chukri, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, Odyssey.com app. Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chukri Show. 404-726-0929 is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We got to get some better bumper music. Our bumper music is just, it's the drizzling, I can't say the word I want to say on there, shiz. Let's say it like that, shiz. Our bumper music's the drizzling shiz. Like, we got to get something better than this just nondescript, just nothing bumper music. Can we liven up the bumper music a little bit? Like, this bumper music puts me to sleep. Like, I'm just like, oh, God. Like, just like the same old song, you know? It's got to be something better, right?
Yeah, I'll have to pull some stuff. You know, we can't do the YouTube thing no more, so.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, we don't have the ability to, what is it, play?
Just play it directly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll have to come in here one day and just download a bunch of stuff, and
there's
got
to be something.
Got to
be something better than the bumper music we've got in there. Like, isn't there anything better?
I hear kind of pre-programmed stuff, but there's stuff in here.
Yeah, I hear other shows, you know, that do different bumper music. We got to just liven it up a little bit. You know, it's just like the same bumper music that we've heard for years and years and years. Part of the reason why I do the Brown Liquor Music Hour is just to mix the music up a little bit, you know, just to liven things up a little bit, or hear something, you know, a little bit different or what have you. I mean, again, I always joke about this. People will cursory when I'm out and in meeting folks or this, that, and the other, people kind of on a cursory level ask me my opinion about sports. But what they really ask me about is wrestling, music, newsgirls, you know, different things like that. Like, that's the thing that people are more interested in. I mean, we can get our sports information anywhere. Like, right? I mean, we all have our opinions, right? Opinions are like a-holes. Everybody's got one, right? So, I mean, again, everybody's got their opinion about what should the Braves do. Yeah, you don't need me to tell you what the Braves need to do. You know, they need to get some bullpen help and maybe add a starter. And okay, I mean, we all know that. Again, I'm not going to say, well, the Braves need to cut Sean Murphy and go find themselves a catcher. No, nobody's going to say any of those kinds of things. So we all know what the Braves need to do, but they want to know, like, what's, you know, the Brown Liquor music. Oh man, you know, I listened to Brown Liquor music and, you know, it took me back. You know, again, like, we had a lot of fun the other night when we were doing on Friday when we did
the New Jack Swing songs.
Yeah, like, because we were talking about New Jack City and we had Keith Sweat on. You know, and that was my first you know, the first request and all that kind of stuff. And we were doing a lot of you know, New Jack Swing and stuff like that. Like, that was fun. Like, that was, you know, a different kind of vibe and stuff like that. We just got to get some better bumper music. Like, we got to – I don't care what we got. I mean, listen, rock and roll, you know, jazz, I don't care what it is. I'm all in favor. It's just that it's the same old, tired bumper music sounders that are bringing us in. Like, they haven't updated those things in, like, how many years?
I mean, you know, I've only been over on this side, so I'm not sure how long they've been in here, but – I've been over here 2 years?
Well, it feels like 11. Feels like I've been here for 11 years, right? What year is this? 2000. Yeah, so I'm here almost 11 years now, and it feels like it's the same bumper music that we've had for 11 years. So just bringing all of that up out there. All right, Braves down right now 3-1. So Morton has gone 6 innings with 6 hits, 3 runs, and guess what? He's given up 3 homers in the game. At least they've all been solo shots, right? I guess that's the good news, is that they're all solo shots right now. But again, that long ball. I mean, you know, we thought we were over this, and now all of a sudden it's crept its head back, you know, in the fold. So, and their starting pitching has their guy Silseth, 5 innings, 3 hits, only 1 run. That's the Olsen home run, and he's got 4 strikeouts and no walks. So all 4 runs in the game for both teams have come via the home run. So it's long ball city, and right now the Braves are on the short end of that stick. And look, it's not like Otani's going yard. He's 1-for-1, and he's walked, but it's not like he's, you know, whacking 3-run homers or anything like that, so... Again, let's see if the Braves offense can get this thing cranked up and going. We will do, coming up at 10 o'clock, we will do our Braves closeout, and we'll get your thoughts, you know, as you're leaving the ballpark or what you saw tonight. And, you know, and Otani's not going to pitch in this series. So he's not going to pitch in this series at all. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, obviously we just got to get some more runs cranked up. And we talked about the bottom of the order, that was really helping to lead the way for the Atlanta Braves, that was one of the things that was certainly different about that series against the Milwaukee Brewers, was that they were getting contributions from the 7, 8, and 9 hole hitters, and they were figuring out a way to get it done. So, again, they hit .387 over the weekend, 12-for-31, 4 runs scored, 6 RBI. That's what you got to have, right? Like, that's what you get. That's what you need to have at the end of the day with all of this, and have that deep lineup. And that's going to be one of the things that, you know, moving forward for the Braves is going to be a real key, because we've seen so many times that 2003 team, when they ran up against good pitching in the playoffs, they got completely shut down. Like, as in, that's the best scoring team in Atlanta Braves history, and they were completely shut down in that series by 2 pitchers. One, like everybody, it was 2 pitchers, Pryor and Wood, completely shut them down. So, you know, again, you can't have too much starting pitching, and at times you can't have too many guys that get on base, you know, offensively. So, again, we'll see we'll see what happens here. But, you know, obviously the Braves right now, they are losing 3-1 as we're in the bottom of the sixth. So hopefully they can get some things cranked up and going. They've got one on with Ozzie up to bat. So hopefully maybe we can get this thing a little bit closer and let's see what happens to it. So we'll see what happens. One other thing that I wanted to get into besides what's bugging Chuckery, and I lost my story here. Anyway, we're going to get to the top of the hour here. We're going to hear from Jesse Bates at the top of the hour. But first, let me get to what's bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So we saw earlier that Danielle Hunter signed with the Minnesota Vikings again. So he's back, and they talk about grudgingly reported to training camp after having skipped the entire offseason program. And he got a $17 million contract. And I have to laugh at this. So he's been disgruntled for how long now, right? Like, he's not been to camp. He's not been around and all this, that, and the other. And, you know, again, he was talking about, you know, wanting a trade or this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden, $17 million later, and I think it could be worth as much as $20 million later. What does he say in front of a group of reporters? Quote, "I want to be a Viking forever." They say the relief that Hunter expressed more closely resembled a temporary reprieve. The deal represents the Vikings using their franchise or transition tag on him next spring. So, again, he says, quote, "I love the organization. I've always been an advocate for these dudes. I'm happy to be back, happy to get back out there with my teammates." You know, we just talked about this with Saquon Barkley, the epiphany that he had when all of a sudden it was $10 million that he was either going to have or not have. Now, all of a sudden, Hunter has got $20 million in front of him, and now he wants to be a Viking for life. Why don't guys just say, look, this is about the money. This is about feeding my family. This is about we want to get paid. And if the first step in getting paid is I got to take a one-year $20 million deal or a one-year $10 million deal, if that's what they have to say, then say it. We all know it. We all understand it. But don't insult our intelligence. Why say I want to be a Viking for life? Why say I love this organization? You don't love the organization. You felt like they were doing you wrong. You felt like that, you know, again, you felt like that they weren't coming through with the cash and things like that. He said, asked whether or not he had hoped the Vikings would trade him during the offseason. I wasn't really focused on that. I wanted to come back here with my teammates and play ball. I'm happy we got over the hump. Yeah, but again, if he wasn't going to get the money for it, he wanted to be traded. That was the crux of it. You're fooling around with these negotiations? Cool, I want to be traded. What? Well, here's $20 million. Oh, I want to be a Viking for life. Folks, just say what you mean. Like, don't insult our intelligence. We know what the gig is. We know that, again, he wanted to get paid. And he should be paid like one of the top players defensively in the NFL. I get all of that. And sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't. But don't lie to me and tell me that, you know, again, you want to be with the organization forever when just 2 weeks ago it was, you know, wasn't gonna even report to camp. Wasn't gonna be a part of the team. Anyway, again, it's fascinating when these guys say these things. I'd rather just not have these guys not say anything at all. I mean, if asked a question, he's like, you know, I'd be like, look. You know, this was a business decision. You know, this was a business decision that benefits me and my family, and we'll see if we can get something done in the long term. Versus, I want to be a Viking forever. Sure he does. They'll pay him $20-something million a year. He'll want to be a Viking forever. And if they can't come to a contract negotiation, guess what? He'll gladly be a, what, San Francisco 49er or a Dallas Cowboy or a Miami Dolphin, right? He may want to be a Viking forever, but there's a price tag that comes with that. And a lot of these guys, unless they see that scrajole, they don't necessarily want to be with that organization. They can go play, then go play for somebody else. There may be some affinity, and that only goes so far. But again, if he's not paid market value, it's going to be hard to convince him to stay around on that team. And that's his bug and chuckery. All right, Jesse Bates, when we get back, we'll hear what he had to say with, I believe it was Dukes and Bell that he was on. So Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Back at it, Chuck Rochow. 404-726-0929 is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line. We got to get some better bumper music. Our bumper music is just, it's the drizzling, I can't say the word I want to say on there, shiz. Let's say it like that, shiz. Our bumper music's the drizzling shiz. Like, we got to get something better than this just nondescript, just nothing bumper music. Can we liven up the bumper music a little bit? Like, this bumper music puts me to sleep. Like, I'm just like, oh, God. Like, just like the same old song, you know? It's got to be something better, right?
Yeah, I'll have to pull some stuff. You know, we can't do the YouTube thing no more, so.
Yeah, I mean, we've got, you know, we don't have the ability to, what is it, play.
Just play it directly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I'll have to come in here one day and just download a bunch of stuff and
There's got to be something. Got to be something better than the bumper music we've got in there. Like, isn't there anything better?
Kind of pre-programmed stuff, but there's stuff in here.
Yeah, I hear other shows, you know, that do different bumper music. We got to just liven it up a little bit, you know. It's just like the same bumper music that we've heard for years and years and years. Part of the reason why I do the Brown Liquor Music Hour is just to mix the music up a little bit, you know, just to liven things up a little bit or hear something, you know, a little bit different or what have you. I mean, again, I always joke about this. People will cursory when I'm out and in meeting folks or this, that, and the other, people kind of on a cursory level ask me my opinion about sports. But what they really ask me about is wrestling, music, newsgirls, you know, different things like that. Like, that's the thing that people are more interested in. I mean, we can get our sports information anywhere. Like, right? I mean, we all have our opinions, right? Opinions are like a-holes. Everybody's got one, right? So, I mean, again, everybody's got their opinion about what should the Braves do. You know, you don't need me to tell you what the Braves need to do. You know, they need to get some bullpen help and maybe add a starter. And, okay, I mean, we all know that. Again, I'm not going to say, well, the Braves need to cut Sean Murphy and go find themselves a catcher. No, nobody's going to say any of those kinds of things. So we all know what the Braves need to do. But they want to know, like, what's, you know, the Brown Liquor Music. Oh, man, you know, I listened to that Brown Liquor Music and, you know, it took me back. You know, again, like, we had a lot of fun the other night when we were doing on Friday when we did
the New Jack Swing songs.
Yeah, like because we were talking about New Jack City and we had Keith Sweat on. You know, and that was my first you know the first request and all that kind of stuff. And we were doing a lot of you know New Jack Swing and stuff like that. Like that was fun. Like that was you know. A different kind of vibe and stuff like that. We just got to get some better bumper music. Like, we got to, I don't care what we got. I mean, listen, rock and roll, you know, jazz, I don't care what it is. I'm all in favor. It's just that it's the same old, tired bumper music sounders that are bringing us in. Like, they haven't updated those things in, like, how many years?
I mean, you know, I've only been over on this side, so I'm not sure how long they've been in here, but. I've been over here 2 years?
Well, it feels like 11. Feels like I've been here for 11 years, right? What year is this? 2000. Yeah, so I'm here almost 11 years now, and it feels like it's the same bumper music that we've had for 11 years. So just bringing all of that up out there. All right, Braves down right now 3-1. So Morton has gone 6 innings with 6 hits, 3 runs, and guess what? He's given up 3 homers. In the game. At least they've all been solo shots, right? I guess that's the good news is that they're all solo shots right now. But again, that long ball. I mean, you know, we thought we were over this, and now all of a sudden it's crept its head back, you know, in the fold. So, and their starting pitching has their guy, Silseth, 5 innings, 3 hits, only 1 run. That's the Olsen home run, and he's got 4 strikeouts and no walks. So all 4 runs in the game for both teams have come via the home run. So it's long ball city, and right now the Braves are on the short end of that stick. And look, it's not like Otani's going yard. He's 1-for-1, and he's walked, but it's not like he's, you know, whacking 3-run homers or anything like that. So... again, let's see if the Braves offense can get this thing cranked up and going. We will do, coming up at 10 o'clock, we will do our Braves closeout, and we'll get your thoughts, you know, as you're leaving the ballpark or what you saw tonight. And, you know, and Otani's not going to pitch in this series. So he's not going to pitch in this series at all. So we'll see what happens there. But, you know, obviously we just got to get some more runs cranked up. And we talked about the bottom of the order, that was really helping to lead the way for the Atlanta Braves, that was one of the things that was certainly different about that series against the Milwaukee Brewers was that they were getting contributions from the 7, 8, and 9 hole hitters, and they were figuring out a way to get it done. So, again, They hit 387 over the weekend, 12 for 31, four runs scored, six RBI. That's what you got to have, right? Like, that's what you get. That's what you need to have at the end of the day with all of this, and have that deep lineup. And that's going to be one of the things that, you know, moving forward for the Braves is going to be a real key, because we've seen so many times that 2003 team, when they ran up against good pitching in the playoffs, they got completely shut down. Like, as in, that's the best scoring team in Atlanta Braves history, and they were completely shut down in that series by two pitchers. One, like everybody, it was two pitchers. Pryor and Wood completely shut them down. So, you know, again, you can't have too much starting pitching, and at times you can't have too many guys that get on base, you know, offensively. So, again, we'll see what what happens here. But, you know, obviously the Braves right now, they are losing 3-1 as we're in the bottom of the sixth. So hopefully they can get some things cranked up and going. They've got one on with Ozzie up to bat. So hopefully maybe we can get this thing a little bit closer, and let's see what happens to it. So we'll see what happens. One other thing that I wanted to get into, besides what's bugging Chuckery, and I lost my story here. Anyway, we're going to get to the top of the hour here. We're going to hear from Jesse Bates at the top of the hour. But first, let me get to what's bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Buggin' Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So, we saw earlier that Danielle Hunter signed with the Minnesota Vikings again. So, he's back, and they talk about grudgingly reported to training camp after having skipped the entire offseason program. And he got a $17 million contract. And I have to laugh at this. So he's been disgruntled for how long now, right? Like, he's not been to camp. He's not been around and all this, that, and the other. And, you know, again, he was talking about, you know, wanting a trade or this, that, and the other. And then all of a sudden, $17 million later, and I think it could be worth as much as $20 million later. What does he say in front of a group of reporters? Quote, "I want to be a Viking forever." They say the relief that Hunter expressed more closely resembled a temporary reprieve. The deal represents the Vikings using their franchise or transition tag on him next spring. So, again, he says, quote, "I love the organization. I've always been an advocate for these dudes. I'm happy to be back, happy to get back out there with my teammates." You know, we just talked about this with Saquon Barkley, the epiphany that he had when all of a sudden it was $10 million that he was either going to have or not have. Now, all of a sudden, Hunter has got $20 million in front of him, and now he wants to be a Viking for life. Why don't guys just say, look, this is about the money. This is about feeding my family. This is about, we want to get paid. And if the first step in getting paid is, I got to take a one-year $20 million deal or a one-year $10 million deal, if that's what they have to say, then say it. We all know it. We all understand it. But don't insult our intelligence. Why say I want to be a Viking for life? Why say I love this organization? You don't love the organization. You felt like they were doing you wrong. You felt like that, you know, again, you felt like that they weren't coming through with the cash and things like that. He said, asked whether or not he had hoped the Vikings would trade him during the offseason. I wasn't really focused on that. I wanted to come back here with my teammates and play ball. I'm happy we got over the hump. Yeah, but again, if he wasn't going to get the money for it, he wanted to be traded. That was the crux of it. You're fooling around with these negotiations? Cool, I want to be traded. What? Well, here's $20 million. Oh, I want to be a Viking for life. Folks, just say what you mean. Like, don't insult our intelligence. We know what the gig is. We know that, again, he wanted to get paid. And he should be paid like one of the top players defensively in the NFL. I get all of that. And sometimes things work out, sometimes they don't. But don't lie to me and tell me that, you know, again, you want to be with the organization forever when just 2 weeks ago it was, you know, wasn't gonna even report to camp. Wasn't gonna be a part of the team. Anyway, again, it's just it's fascinating when these guys say these things. I'd rather just not have these guys not say anything at all. I mean, if asked a question, he's like, you know, I'd be like, look, you know, this was a business decision. You know, this was a business decision that benefits me and my family, and we'll see if we can get something done in the long term. Versus, I want to be a Viking forever. Sure he does. They'll pay him $20-something million a year. He'll want to be a Viking forever. And if they can't come to a contract negotiation, guess what? He'll gladly be a, what, San Francisco 49er or a Dallas Cowboy or a Miami Dolphin, right? He may want to be a Viking forever, but there's a price tag that comes with that. And a lot of these guys, unless they see that scrajole, they don't necessarily want to be with that organization. They can go play. They can go play for somebody else. There may be some affinity, and that only goes so far. But again, if he's not paid market value, it's going to be hard to convince him to stay around on that team. And that's his bug and chuckery. All right, Jesse Bates, when we get back, we'll hear what he had to say with, I believe it was Dukes and Bell that he was on. So Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.